So hear me out on this.
Okay.
Last night I was having a moment that I was like, wow, you know, at some point, you know, we're going to be an age and time is going to be in whatever numerical year that people are going to be like, oh, yeah, like we're going to like a tens themed party. We're like,
I've had a lot of thought about like, this recently.
Okay, great. Mine was sparked on Spotify gave me like prompted me to a playlist that was like alternative tens. And I was mm-hmm. like, whoa, okay, wow. I don't know about how I feel about that being a thing, being suggested as the thing. And then I thought like, and I was really, you know, you can do with you will how my brain was induced to this train of thought. But I was like, wow, so these kids are going to be like the tens. And then I was like, wow, we're going to be like, you know, at some point people are going to be like, I can't believe you were born in a year that began with like 19. You know how we're like, this at some like, point we're like, this person was born in the 1800s. I'm yep. like, this person was born in the 1900s. And I was like, wow, that's going to be crazy. As like 90s babies, we're like really going to see that come to fruition because mm-hmm. we're right at the turn of the century.
Children will interview us for school.
Right. I hope to God to be we've someone's fourth grade project. We've seen a lot of
shit like since we've been like older than
10. Oh, we've seen, I would say arguably and statistically, too much shit. But that's are truly another like episode. Are we like a
repeat of the Greatest Generation? I don't know. Kind of seems like all that shit's happening again. Go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean, I've got some questions about it. I've really got some questions about it. But then I thought to myself, yeah, like, okay, in 2080, like when I'm 90, mm-hmm. like, you know, the universe willing. And then I thought, 2080? That seems kind of close.
I know.
To be 90 in 2080. And I went from being like, wow, this is so foreign to being like, in 2080, I'd be 90. I'm like, that seems arguably too soon to be 90.
I bet people listening have had this thought recently, too, because I really have been thinking a lot about this. Some of it spurred by pandemic, like, and like feeling like we're moving into like a new age of the world, kind of.
Right, for sure. And because we are.
And thinking about like kids interviewing me for school and
mm-hmm. I honestly, love how that's where your mind goes. You're like, can't wait to be interviewed by the neighbors. Well, my whole life
I've thought about that because when I was a child interviewing like my great grandpa about his experience with avoiding going mm-hmm. to World War II, right. I was cognizant that because I was born in 1990, that when I was old, that the same thing would probably happen to me. Like, children would marvel at me. And so I've been looking forward to that for a long time.
Have you been looking forward to being marveled at by children? Okay, go on. Just wanted to clarify.
But no, I'm having the same experience of being like, wow, like in 2050, like I'll be 60. And then I'm like, whoa, 2050 is like really
pretty close. Really pretty close sounding.
Feels, yeah. And then I'm thinking about, like, when we're in 2060, will we talk about, like, 60s culture anymore? Like, 1960s?
Dude, I don't know.
In the way that we do now? And then it made me wonder, and sorry to keep going, this is the last thing, but you've really opened it up for me. Then I think about, in 1960, were people ever talking about, like, 1860, like the fashions and like what was going on specifically?
Oh,
because 1960 to me doesn't feel that far away from 2060, and it makes me curious about the mental divide of the previous 100 years. Anyway, I really wonder about that.
Yeah, like will we be like, oh well, in the 60s, you know, when they were, or like at Woodstock, and will people be like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
And I know, and it'll be weird because like we also weren't alive then, so it's like, huh,
yeah,
hmm,
yeah.
Also, welcome to Why Are You Like This?
Welcome.
Welcome to Why Are You Like This? We're here existentially panicking maybe a little bit, but we're ready to give you our horoscopes. That's, you know, Jamie Ryan over in Los Angeles contributing to the feelings of panic, maybe, I would say. I started it.
You did. That's Austin Williams in Chicago opening up all of my great fears, but also excitements. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Ryan in Los Angeles trying to be marveled at by children.
I just want to be in that lifestyle leisure suit that we just talked about, the tan one, with some puffy white shoes and giant sunglasses, and I want children to ask me questions that I will sometimes answer at length and sometimes be withholding and confusing while I gaze into the distance. And that's what I see for myself.
Well, truly, and speaking of leisure suits and giant sunglasses, remember that time when we were in college that we were in Florida staying at your great grandma's, and she had a pair of prescription sunglasses that looked so good on me. We were both like, should you take those? They were prescription, but like I looked so good in them, and I kept, they were huge, and I just kept wearing them everywhere. Look, I think they had like prism lenses. I looked so hot in them. God, and me out here in my geriatric glasses. Yeah, I honestly
really cool glasses. Okay, that grandma was cool when she had to get a cane. She asked if she could get a jeweled cane.
I mean, honestly, she had style and flair. I love it, and I also find her like, you know. Listen, I'm celebrating the spirit right now, but like if in my, you know, 90s universe willing. If I'm trying to get as much dick as she was trying to get, God. Like, shout out, okay?
Hey, maybe shout that's out. Part of why she lived a long time. It was an active lifestyle.
You know what? I want this for myself. Speaking again of older folks in leisure suits, and this one's, you know, shittier, but we just have to quickly, before we get into your horoscopes, which, you know, we're going to.
We will.
Just have to really call attention to something just, like, kind of important. Listen... Rush Limbaugh, ladies and gentlemen, one of our sweet, dear, beloved listeners reached out and was like, hi, did y'all just manifest this death? Like, why do you keep doing this? And I was just so thrilled that someone, one of you listening, had called this out because we have talked about this a lot. And like, I just feel like we are like setting off some world events and deaths and, I don't know.
I don't want to be so unhumble as to assume that we are kicking off these events. So
plagues, Schadenfreude, go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And the weirdest part to me is that we talked about Rush Limbaugh literally the day before. Like that episode came out the day before he died. I texted you like the following morning and was like, this happened. So I don't know. I'm going to say, like, let's just keep making these four entertainment predictions. And like when the world is this like crazy loop that it is, sometimes it seems like the simulation. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to assume that that's our power. I'm going to say that's just some kind of predictive mechanism that this podcast has. And take that for what you will.
You know what I'll. Well, you know what I'll say? I'll say, dear listeners, if there's any topic that you want us to accidentally manifest something on, send us a DM. Find us, send us an email, whatever it is. We'll talk about it. We'll see where the conversation goes, and maybe we'll make something happen. We can't explain the chaotic magic that's happening over here, but
no,
you know,
or how we light our menstrual blood on fire.
Yeah, I mean, there's an episode about that. You can go into the archives.
It's not a thing that happens like with regularity. I just have to say that.
I'm just also going to say there's only one of us that's lit our menstrual blood on fire. Whatever. And do with that what you will. You know what? It's fine. I'm here for it. But on all these notes of, you know, I don't, leisure suits and our predictive capabilities, let's get into the business of predicting as two non-astrologers who continue to manifest. Hi, March 2021. We're coming for you guys. It's been a year since, like, the world shut down, and that's a vibe. And so how are things coming full circle? Let's find out. Jamie, would you do the honors of giving us a little bit of a March rundown?
I would. Real quick before, though, I do have to mention that in last week's episode where we predicted the death of Rush Limbaugh, sort of, I had some scented toilet paper from Whole Foods, and I just...
Oh, wow. We're just, yep.
Mm-hmm. We just have to clear up that toilet paper was from Amazon Fresh, not from the Amazon Whole Foods order. So if you're getting toilet paper at Whole Foods, you probably won't run into this problem, but watch out for the scented fresh toilet paper. That's all. Cool.
Okay. I will say this does affirm, like, some of my belief that, like, I didn't feel feel like Whole Foods was selling like scented toilet paper. And maybe I have too much like confidence in their product assortment or something, but I just like didn't feel like they were doing that. Maybe they are. I don't know. If Whole Foods is selling scented toilet paper in your area, write in, okay?
Yeah, please. Okay, anyway, enough updates. You're like, God, it's almost 10 minutes in. So here we go.
Okay.
March. Honestly, guys, kind of seems like low pressure January. And what I mean by that is a lot of renewed energy, organizing vibes, things maybe getting easier in areas that were previously super high pressure. So that's something for everyone to enjoy. The stars, along with hopefully the actual weather, are shifting into a new season metaphorically. I'm ready for it. You're ready for it. I know.
So. The people are ready.
It's Pisces time, obviously, right now and for the first 3 weeks of the month. So happy current or early or late birthday, whatever it is, to all of those little fish. We love those good water vibes. And I don't know, I'll say it, maybe the lowered achievement expectations during Pisces season. I don't know. That kind of seems like a theme when I looked back at last year as well.
That feels like a March vibe just universally, right?
Maybe it's like we're so tired of winter in the majority of the country that we're like, fuck, whatever. Just do whatever for the next 4 weeks. So I don't know. It could be nice. Anyway, Pisces season, it's a good time to reflect, maybe meditate if you're into that. I'm still not into that, but like I keep being told it's a thing I should try. So we'll see what happens. But
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying a light meditative journey right now.
And I'm happy for you about that. But on the 21st, the sun will move into Aries. So happy early birthday to you guys, to my brother, who I'm always talking about on here cryptically.
Oh, not sweet cryptically. Angel. We just name.
Yeah, Jack Ryan, just like the book. He's on the no-fly list.
Wait, actually?
Wait, do you not know about that? My family went to the airport in like 2002 when Jack was 2 years old and we were trying to like check in and they were like, sorry, someone in your party's on the no-fly list. We're like, what? And they were like, yeah, do you have a Jack Ryan with you? And my dad like up the baby and they were like, oh, like we need to change his ticket to like have his middle name on there too because Jack Ryan, like James Bond and Shirley Temple is on a no-fly list.
Oh my God, that's kind of awesome. Sure, I love it. Shirley Temple, Jack Ryan, hilarious. James Bond. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Fake names and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so it's going to be Aries time, and my brother and some other people on the no-fly list will celebrate. But this is a period where we really get the fire started, so to speak. New ideas, new energy, especially after that pensive Pisces period that we had. Mm. It's like we thought about it, we were introspective, and like now that we maybe have a greater understanding of ourselves, hopefully after that Pisces reflection, maybe like what we want is like a little clearer. And so we're going to have like the energy to actually make that happen theoretically. So that's cool. And maybe it's not that dramatic. Like maybe you've just been thinking a lot about what items like you do and don't need in your attic storage and you're going to clean it out. Like as simple as that, that kind of shit is what we'll do in March. Anyway, what are some dates that we should look out for?
Let me hit you with some dates. Shout out to March. So, going to hit you with some transits, some moon events, all the things. Mm. On the 3rd, Mars is going to enter Gemini. Mental energy can kind of surge over those coming weeks. And maybe you can feel motivated to take action with your ideas and plans. Gather some info. Get and give advice. Oh, both ways. And make use of your mental abilities. Getting a little cerebral. Okay. On the 5th, we have a fourth quarter moon phase in Sagittarius. It's time to clean up and clear out, bitches. Over the next week, anything that is keeping you from having the space and freedom you desire in a healthy way. Okay.
Oh God, anything.
Clean up, clear out, get that shit out. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Then on the 13th, we have that new moon in Pisces. And this is an excellent time to work on creative and artistic projects. Of course it is, that Pisces energy. Mm. And, you know, make use of that inspiration. You can take steps to have maybe perhaps what one could consider like a bigger and better impact on the world. No pressure. Mm. No pressure. Okay. On the 15th, Mercury enters Pisces and mental energy can quiet down for the next few weeks. You can take time, more time to yourself, right? And maybe collect some of your thoughts, work through your ideas, sort out your plans. That's stuff Jamie loves to do. And you can eliminate some that you don't feel connected to and have a good sense of what people mean in communication. Just some thoughtful noodling. Mm-hmm. On the 20th, when the sun enters Aries, energy can be high. And it's time to take action with what you want for yourself. Ooh, get Ooh. It. Take the initiative and feel confident in your path over the coming weeks. And on the 21st, two kind of big events, right? We've got Venus entering Aries as well as a second quarter moon phase in Cancer. So what does this Venus entering Aries mean? Take some initiation in love and relationships over the coming weeks. Be open to new people and new connections.
Spring break. Mm-hmm.
You know. And this second quarter moon phase, take time to adjust over the next week with the foundation of whatever you may be working on. Tackle any emotional issues that may have an impact, okay? And last but not least, I'd just like to remind you that on the 28th, we've got a full moon in Libra. Relationships can come under the microscope and you may grow closer with some in your life. Oh. Hmm. And decide to walk away from others. Try to maintain balance, okay? Try to maintain balance. So, on that note, on these notes, Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I'll start as I usually do with Aries. Happy almost birthday, guys. Pisces, I will get
Bonjour,
to you later.
You fiery people.
So I'm speaking directly to my brother.
Oh, I have Aries in my life that I speak.
I also have
every
other
time
Aries
specifically
that I typically think
we,
of
like,
when I do
this.
There
are a few of you. Yeah. You know, like I'm thinking of real people when we give
I am,
this nonsense
for each one
advice
of these.
To you.
Yeah, reach mm-hmm, out yep. if you're curious if it's you. We'll say yes no matter what.
We'll tell you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Aries, March starts with you potentially fulfilling one of your most secret dreams. I'm a little jealous.
Oh.
So wow. If you were Austin, Austin's not an Aries, but if
I was
going to
say, this is my karaoke fantasy.
She'd crush it at karaoke in a bar packed with people who she either previously dated or had wronged her. Just know that, guys.
Yes. Just know that I have elaborate revenge karaoke fantasies. And in the fantasy, I'm a good singer, which if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm not. But it's never prevented anything.
That's a great TV show idea. And I'm sorry this episode's going to be so long because of so many asides.
Wow. I'm having
revenge
fun with
karaoke.
The asides. Welcome to Horoscopes. Yeah, revenge karaoke.
As a television
show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Okay.
And the people who are like on candid camera and being gagged are like the audience that like all these people get invited, but they don't know. And then you end up with people's exes in the same room. And wow, I volunteer to be the free idea. And if you'd like someone to be cast in the pilot as the singer,
Austin
call me.
Will
you've
pilot
got the digits. Listen, I will pilot this show. My revenge karaoke fantasies. God.
Okay, so this secret dream come true, yours.
This isn't about me. I'm
yours,
not an Aries. I'm
not
so sorry.
Yours will be related to an old failure or a perceived failure.
Oh.
Something that maybe didn't go so hot before, but is coming back around in your favor. This could be revenge karaoke still, but.
Maybe you want to be a part of the second episode, not the pilot. That's been claimed.
You have to be the original Venge girl. Anyway. Okay, we gotta get through this. Okay, a luck boomerang of sorts. All right, maybe you secretly auditioned and were rejected from a Disney on Ice performance. I don't know.
Maybe.
What
we
your
don't
secret
know.
Dreams are. But at the top of March is the time that you're going to hear that the person who beat you for the role of Cogsworth the Clock has a hernia and the role is yours. This is just one example.
Cogsworth.
Of your secret dream come true. All right. So not only
just one example.
Not only will you get to have your secret dream come true in March, but you will also be able to solve a puzzle that involves a certain person in your immediate environment. And I have to say, what a satisfying month you'll be having, clearly. But satisfaction aside, the info that you're going to get your hands on about this person who's been a sort of puzzle to you may shock you. try to give this person the benefit of the doubt and don't go tattling immediately, because that could have maybe some overly negative consequences for this person. So just keep it to yourself, and maybe they don't need to be punished, whatever that means. Love stuff. March is promising and social. Lots of time for dates, parties, sensual meetups. Maybe you'll see some Scorpios, because it sounds like that's what they're going to be doing too. But as, you know, we become vaccinated, I'm sure Tinder will explode. So let's all practice, like, safe sexual interactions. Just have to, like, add that in there.
Yeah, get ready to have a lot of sex safely. Yeah, you know, single super booze, safely. I hope.
And maybe we should all go buy stock in various condom companies. Just a thought. Uh-huh. Anyway.
I don't know if that's good advice.
I'm not here to give stock advice, and I'm not here to talk
get
about...
Get on Reddit for that, okay?
Yes, exactly. Anyway, just please be careful, everyone. It is potentially spring break for some people. I don't know what you're doing, but...
Be careful with your condoms and with your financial choices, okay?
Exactly, exactly. And also, this is great. Work stuff will kind of fade into the background a little bit. So something for you and people who have to deal with your energy to enjoy. Mm. So
people who have to deal with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Who's next?
Okay, well... Since we've sidebarred so many times, I just want to have a brief injection. No, I'm loving it. I hope you are too, dear listener. We've got chaotic energy today, and you're welcome. I just want to say, obviously, I'm starting with Geminis because I'm self-centered and I always start. But actually, I just want to say, maybe I start with Geminis so that I can get through what I'm like reading for myself so that I can give the rest of you my full attention. That maybe spin it that way.
It's
okay?
Still super but, selfish. Go on.
I just want to say that there was a weird, when I was doing this research on the Gemini page, I got a weird ad that was like, listen, I'm not telling you what website I'm using, I won't, but I will say there was a weird ad on it that was like, sin can strike at any moment, and it was like a snake on like an IV stand, and sin was spelled C-I-N, and as someone from Cincinnati, I was like, what? And then I read the subscript, and it was chemo-induced neuropathy, which is... something I deal with, but I've never heard it called that. And I've also never seen like an ad about it. And I've never heard it. Like, what? So I just felt personally attacked by that.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? It's fucking weird. Anyway, that's not important. Just wanted to let you in on a weird time I had.
Nothing
you know,
is
I'm
secret.
Making,
nothing is safe.
Listen, I'm making the Geminis about me. I'm making the Aries about me this week. Apparently my revenge
we'll
karaoke.
We'll see what
okay,
we can
listen.
Do with Taurus.
Okay, we'll see. Listen, we can't know. Okay, here we go, guys. Listen, sweet gems. There are potentially some serious changes at home, okay? And it could be a change of residence, maybe, you know, some home renovation. Maybe you're just rearranging your furniture. Do you, you know, whatever it takes to get you a little more free space, you know, quite possibly for someone new. Oh, are you cohabitating? Good on you. Maybe you've been fucking in quarantine, which like,
maybe.
Okay. I'm happy for you, honestly. March is going to be marked by many sentimental and moving moments, perhaps some great romanticism, and our social lives are going to flourish day by day, and honestly, I love to see it. So, we have the potential to make some new acquaintances with people who may end up being very important to us. And you know what? It is with our friends that we have a real sense of security, stability, and appreciation. And you know what? I believe that, and I feel it. So, come for me, friendship. Mm. People, okay. And listen, during these times, friends are super eager to help us with whatever, which nobody's mad about. So if you're planning any changes, maybe in your apartment, you can totally ask your friends for support. And you may be surprised with how many may become allies to you. Maybe you need somebody to help you move. Maybe you're afraid to ask. People are here for you. And
people
also
want to
really
do stuff now if they can. They want to.
People are looking for shit to do. People are happy to help people. Listen, it feels good for everyone. And your kind of approach to the world is very important in this. So, you know, put a smile on your face, have an optimistic approach, and people are going to roll with that energy, okay? And I just want to say, as someone who's been really thinking about buying new bedding for
I like the
bedding in my room, but in these quarantine times where you're really trying to change up the scenery, a room that I never spend any time in, I am now like napping in, and like I use it as like a reading room, and sometimes I work in there. Yeah, I'm just really keeping it crazy. But I've really been thinking about new bedding, so that felt like the home thing. But I will give us this sweet warning, Geminis, before we buy something expensive, perhaps like my bedding, think about it. And ensure that, you know, it will be a justified expense first. Like, is this really what you need? And that's, you know, really a conversation that happened off mic about me thinking about buying a pair of expensive Jordans earlier. So just maybe I need to take some warning. Uh-oh. I don't know what you other Geminis are considering buying, but if it's a really sick colorway of Jordans, Godspeed.
And I'd like to redact my earlier advice to just get them.
Don't take it back.
Okay.
I wanted the support.
All right. I don't, just like, if you want them, just go ahead. But I don't know. Sometimes these predictions.
Listen, my horoscope told me that my friends were going to support me recklessly. Okay.
Okay. You're right.
I stand by my Jordan purchase. The colorway is good.
I'm here for it. Yes. Send me pictures later.
You've seen them.
I know, but I just, you know, I'm playing into it. We're doing a bit.
You
want to
look at them again? Okay. God. Sorry. Who are we talking about next?
Oh, okay. Let's do Leo. I'll mix it up.
Okay.
Leo, career stuff is heating up for you in a good way this month. I think previously it was kind of a little bad heat up. You had some kind of bullshit with someone starting a bunch of rumors about you indirectly. Anyway, I hope that that's over. So great. While your career stuff is heating up, though, don't get too cocky, because this boost in recognition or maybe status will come as a direct result of your relationship with a more senior colleague, or perhaps because of one of your parents. So especially if you're working at a company with one of your parents, it could be possible that they're going to like give you a little status boost this month. So like, that's cool. But, you know, a little sprinkling of nepotism coming your way.
I was going to say a light nepotism. Okay.
Something to look forward to, regardless of the fact that the winds of nepotism will be at your back. You'll also really be feeling ambitious. So like, it's not exclusively nepotism, and maybe it's like a chicken or the egg situation. I don't know, like nepotism or your ambition, which came first. I'm not sure, but it's a good time regardless. Good time astrologically to write out some goals, some dreams for the future. Maybe that like doesn't have to be like a full life plan, but just like maybe a good time to examine like the next couple of steps. Interpersonally, things may have been tense lately. As I mentioned at the top, you had all of that office drama last month. And for your sake, I hope that you kept quiet through all of that. And now is the time, I will say, to continue to say nothing about these people dramas around you. Quiet.
Oh, keep it zipped.
Yeah, just okay. Like still wait. I know you're probably bubbling at the surface. You'd love to gossip about it. But just like...
Blub, blub. Blub, blub.
Quietly decide.
That was me bubbling.
I know. I pictured you as a kettle. Anyway, quietly decide.
I wanted to be pictured as a stew. Kind of like where it was hard for the bubbles to get to the surface. It's kind
meat,
of like
water
a gastro release. Like blub, blub.
Yeah. Wow. That's really, it's with me.
Specific.
Anyway, so you'll need to quietly decide how you feel and just like try to think objectively about the problems that you're having in these relationships. And like, you know, like the Aries, maybe kind of weigh the good and bad of like tattling on the people around you. Because that could sometimes come back to bite you in the ass also. So especially since you've been like really assisted by nepotism this month, maybe just like watch how you're being perceived at work. So like maybe you don't want to tattle on your coworkers.
That's always a good advice. Like, listen, all signs, stop tattling on your coworkers.
Yeah. All right. So who's next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Cancer angel babes. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Tap, tap to your pinchers. Okay. Listen, Cancers. This March, in the near future, you may feel a deep need to cut yourself off from everyday life and think about your life.
Oh, God. Shell time.
Okay, shell time. Here we go. It's possible that you will discover maybe some dormant talents. I like that. Mm-hmm. In March, you can unconditionally trust your innate intuition.
Wow.
That it will lead you to a pinnacle of success. Like, whoo, ballsy statements, but here we are. You can devote your free time to work and develop your own skills. And you know what? You're going to see that this effort, this time kind of thrust into yourself is going to be worth it. You have a good chance of a raise or promotion. So start your efforts now to achieve it, if that's something that potentially is on the table for you. This month is also a great time to increase your creativity. You got a head full of ideas, sweet crabs, so do not waste the opportunities to use them to the max, okay? The zodiacal homies, Virgos and Pisces, will be the most important people to you this month. So choose those friends and companions wisely, whether you're just listening to some music, pursuing some safe activities, whatever you're getting into. Those are the people you want to be around, that energy you need, okay? Mm-hmm. And the person with whom you're in a relationship will look at you in a completely different way so far.
Oh.
Introduce some intrigue, maybe rekindle feelings and desires, okay? We can't know. Jamie, get ready, I guess.
I'm ready.
Gotta completely change your framework here. But listen, do not think for a second, sweet Cancers, this is my warning to you, even with these sweet Virgos and Pisces that you're going to be jamming with, don't think about combining any of these financial matters with friendships, okay? That is not a good idea this month.
Ooh, excellent advice.
Unless, honestly, maybe advice we could all enjoy.
Because it can also be tempting to like start a business with a friend when you're really jiving and then...
Sure.
You know, you're financially tangled and it's still Corona time.
Be careful, guys. Who are we talking about next?
Let's go ahead for Taurus now, since I skipped you guys. Here we go.
Oh.
Taurians. March is going to be a time for you to stick to a plan. No wishy-washiness. That'll fuck you up. So in most areas of your life, it will be best to, well, we'll say like older men do, to measure twice and cut once, if you will. But
I mean, I'd love to measure many, many times. Okay.
I do too. I'd even say that perhaps I obsessively measure and rarely concur. Cut.
Yeah, I would actually say that's a highly accurate description. Okay.
That being said, it's a good time to get organized. So you, like many of the other zodiacs during March, you're going to be having like some spring cleaning feelings. Not exclusively with cleaning, like maybe you're going to redo or update your budget or like plan a home improvement project out. Maybe you'll digitize your files, older Taurines, with documents that, you know, are pre-2000. Yeah, you know, like everybody's parents, and I know some of them are Tauruses because parents are Tauruses too, have like a garage.
Are they?
Have like a garage full of records like from before 2000. DVDs. And fucking DVDs. So maybe it's time.
Honestly, records, there's value. But like when, just think about this. Just again, back when, you know, in 2080, when we're too soon, 90 years old. Mm-hmm. I just want to say like, people will be like hyped about the records. Nobody's going to be like, yeah, let's get these CDs out. That's not coming back, guys.
I don't know. We'll see. Mm-mm. I feel like there could be like a hipster resurgence later.
There's no benefit to it. Look, there's no sound quality difference in like the way a record is. There's nothing good about a CD.
That's a good point, because a CD is still the same kind of file as you would play on the computer.
Exactly. And then you just got to lug them around in like some laminate sleeves.
Remember
you
hit
know?
Clips? Okay, we can't go into that.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, y'all, hit clips.
Okay, Taurus.
It's what I use to practice my revenge karaoke, exclusively just the samplings on hit clips.
Mm-hmm. Because it's easy to carry around. Okay. So do that, guys. Like, just organize your shit because it'll probably feel really good this month. Health-wise, not a lot to say. You're going to feel like pretty charged up, pretty immune to stuff this month. So like, that's amazing. Socially, March is going to be a good time to reach out to friends you haven't seen in a while. Again, shout out, just like be safe. I don't know your vaccine status, whatever, make good choices. But you may have the opportunity to see friends you haven't seen in a while, and this will obviously feel good and will help ease maybe some anxieties you've had that we've all had from not seeing each other. And obviously it's something we can all relate to right now, but there will be a fringe friend or maybe an acquaintance this month who is around a lot, who is extremely attractive, but also
love those fringe friends, like, hey,
also a little annoying and arrogant. And
it went downhill quickly, didn't
it? Well, they'll have like some important messages or information for you. So like, listen to what they say, even though they have like a weird air of superiority, because they might have like...
Listen to your heart.
Okay. And also this annoying hot person. But it's also possible that, you know, as the month goes on and you spend a little more time with this person who's annoying and hot and giving you good advice, that you'll start to become attracted to them, maybe on, around, or after the 22nd. This will likely be a short-lived romance if it happens, but maybe have some fun, see what happens for now, but be ready for shit to like hit the fan with this person later. It could get dramatic, so just know that and have some fun. Who's next?
Next, we are talking about my husband, the Sagittarius. Hey. Welcome to the show. Hello. Oh, my future beloved. Okay. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not bad, but like you were in the running of like, are you having the worst? So yeah. I don't know. Maybe proceed cautionarily, but you're not having the worst. It's honestly not that bad. I was going to blow it up to fit a narrative if I needed to. So you're welcome that didn't happen to you this time. Sagittarians, husbands, listen, if you hesitate this month, whether it's really worth it to introduce specific changes into your life, maybe even thinking about shifting some things, maybe making some big moves. We can't know. What will happen this month successfully should effectively dissipate these fears. Okay, so that's good. Okay, that's a positive. It is true that there may be some obstacles and complications on the way that will maybe convince you that you do need to really change something in your life. Maybe you're going to be like, oh, I want to make all these changes. And then you're like, should I? And then maybe you're going to get like dealt some shitty cards that are going to make you be like, yes, I definitely do need to make the changes. So believe those little universal nudges, if you will. Okay. At the beginning of the month, prepare yourself for health problems. Okay. In particular, when the results of the checkups maybe cause some doubts that, you know, you don't downplay those. That's my advice, because downplaying them is not going to work for you this month. If you notice any disturbing symptoms,
oh my God,
don't wait to see a doctor. Go to them as soon as possible. Remember, the sooner you do, the better for you. And honestly, that is advice we can all enjoy. You should always repeat it when you feel any discomfort. There is not a time to joke with your health, okay? Sagittarians, this is not that time for you. And you'll be annoyed by the events that will take place at work the second week of the month. So everything, you know, we're flying all around here. For you, at least an opportunity to motivate you to maybe, you know, take some next steps at work may feel like a little wrenched about. So, you know, analyze carefully all these events that have kind of recently happened in your life and draw conclusions from them. You know, you may need to step back and try and get a more macro perspective on some things. And that's going to make it easier for you to take the appropriate steps that may soon herald success. See, it's not all bad. Okay. But with that, you have to wait until the end of the month. So like, be patient, Sages. Be
hold
patient.
Your breath.
Truly, hold your breath and die. So at the end of the month, there will be a need to clean up your apartment, your home, your living space, especially if you've put it off for a long time. And again, take it seriously. Kind of sort your shit. Get rid of what you're not using. This way you can make, you know, space for maybe some new stuff or clothes that may, you know, maybe you're going to need some things in the near future. Maybe you've got a project that's going to take some space in your home that's going to come to fruition. So ready your environment for those kind of shifts. And also, just to note, like a little touch of more advice for you, it is going to be worth it for you compromising with someone this month if you are in a situation where you're kind of at a tug of war of sorts, and you could compromise, or you could really double down. It could be at work, it could be at home, but listen, there's going to be somebody who has got some certain requirements for you, and you need to respond immediately, and compromising wouldn't be a bad idea.
Wow. So if you're working with a Sagittarius, know that they should compromise with you this month.
I didn't say they were going to do it, but it would behoove them.
Fair. All right.
All right. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Scorpio, just for you. All right. Scorpio.
You know, my non-husbands. Okay, go on.
It's like, it's almost like they're your ex-husband. Like, we almost treat it like that.
Oh.
This, like, imaginary
Scorpions. My ex-husband's the Scorpio. Yep. File that away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My ex-husband, the Scorpio. Okay.
You guys have got a sensual month ahead. Congrats. I know you're into that. There might be maybe a lot of excellent food, quality interpersonal time, sexy time.
Genital touching.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. That.
We know how you love genitals, you Scorpios.
Maybe someone will gift you a massage. I'm not sure. But
on your genitals.
On your genitals. Whatever. The planets are apparently stacked for you to have like a lot of pleasurable sensory experiences this month. So
on your genitals.
Probably heavily upon your genitals. So get inspired by this. Let your own nerve endings be your many tiny muses.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. What an image.
And there's no reason to feel guilty about this, perhaps slightly gluttonous time. Lean into the joy of these experiences.
Mm, the joy of it all.
That being said, there is some, I don't know, maybe say emotional goo that could repeatedly float to the surface this month.
That sounds right. And you're going to try and bury it, you fucking ex-husbands. Okay.
I'm not saying that these many pleasures you're having are an attempt to avoid some kind of pain or anxiety, but maybe, I don't know. This month, while beautiful and enjoyable, will also be marked by some like returning, uneasy, perhaps intrusive thoughts. So I don't know what you did that you feel horrible about. I don't know if there was a crime that's been committed, but something is going to just kind of keep coming up, won't leave you alone. So and I don't have any advice on if you should do something about that or not. All I know is that there will be ample opportunity for pleasurable distraction.
With your genitals.
Most definitely. Health will be good as long as your pleasurable experiences aren't taking the form of a bender, which some of you may have an inkling to do this month. So just like watch maybe like how much you're drinking, how much you're not sleeping, like
sexual benders,
what kind of sexual walkabout you're on. Yeah. And this also this is unrelated to your pleasurable experiences, but this could be a really good time for you to have some cosmetic procedures. So just throwing that out there.
I mean, we talked about the strong drawl to those right now earlier. It's you, Scorpios. Maybe you're the one stimulating the industry.
You've been pensive through Pisces time about what you'd like to make changes to, and it might be your face. You'll use that energy, yeah, to make those changes. Anyway, so that's your month. Have a lot of sex. Be safe. Who is next?
Maybe the Scorpions are the ones who should buy the sex stock. The stock in condoms. I just said sex. Yeah. I meant the stock.
The sexual stock.
The sexual stocks. That's a new Reddit thread. Get in on it.
It's a fully 2021. Red page. Yep.
I'm here. Run exclusively by Scorpions. Listen, Libras, you're next. And speaking of, you know, sex, I guess, but this is less genitally motivated.
Genital-centric.
Maybe. Love affairs may prove to be number one for you, sweet Libras, which, like, yeah, that's kind of your vibe. I feel like the Libras are the most affectionate of the air signs, you and I being the other air signs.
I was going to say, are we the only other ones? Yes, then probably, yeah. I'd say you get, yeah, like, a random affectionate Aquarius, but probably more with animals.
You don't get it from me, bitch. Okay. Yeah. Listen, it is possible that you will start seriously considering some obligations towards the other person. You're really thinking about integrating this potential love affair into your life, maybe making some compromise choices that factor in another person. Okay. In the professional sphere, it will be much more beneficial for you to take a risk or take a step forward. So if there's an opportunity to apply for kind of the next role, or, you know, voice your opinion in a meeting, kind of really step out there and say, like, hey, what's up? I'm on it. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you've been thinking about tapping into kind of a new endeavor. Go for it. Okay. Now is the time. And perhaps, you know, maybe try and take on more responsible kind of ventures. You may see that you'll be appreciated for that too. So if somebody needs to be the checks and balances on your team, you know, wouldn't be a bad person to do it this month. Okay. In March, you'll also be able to indulge your hobby, okay? You'll be able to reconcile your interests with entertainment and pleasures without any problems. So, like, get in there. Pleasurable, genitals. Anyway, this month, more than ever, you will be swinging into the clouds and making plans for the future.
Oh.
The best companion in your free time will be a Capricorn, which is interesting because I have a hard time imagining Capricorns as companions. Huh. Anyway, it impresses you with common sense and the fact that, just like you, it is hard on the ground, okay? Hard on the ground. You will feel in very good company, as if you've maybe known each other for years, you and this sweet Capricorn. If you are a free and lonely, maybe single, maybe we don't know, person, this person could become a potential candidate for partnership. So listen, I guess shout out to the Caps, even though I kind of made a jab at you. Here's also just a quick note for you, sweet Libras. Someone may make you an attractive proposal at work, kind of wrapped up in all of this work energy, right? Mm. Boldly use it, but be careful. And maybe this is, I don't know. I don't know why this is just for you or if this is advice we could all enjoy, but be careful not to, you know, come into any scenario with this kind of work proposal with any feelings on conservative views or any kind of like interest in changing things in a really like progressive way that could honestly prove to be a waste of time for you because people aren't here for it. Sorry. It's not what you want to hear, but it's what I'm telling you. So who are we talking about next?
Next, it's finally time to talk to the other Aquarians. So me. All right, Aquarius. Guys, it's finally time for time off. I don't know if you've been feeling it, but I've been feeling it, and it has appeared in, I don't know, like the last maybe 5 or 6 horoscope readings that Aquariuses have been performing at like a high caliber just for so long. I feel like we've been really focused, maybe not showering. I haven't really been showering as much as I should. I don't know about you.
I haven't. I'm not an Aquarian. I'm making this one about me too, but I've certainly not been showering.
Yeah, and that I think also just like pandemic, like work from home life is weird in that way. It's hard to take care of yourself sometimes, but now is the time we can take a GD breath and let someone else perform/achieve/kiss ass. Like, let somebody else do it for a while.
Hear, hear.
Work stuff specifically. Gonna be like a little more on the back burner. What a relief. We'll have like the opportunity to rest a little bit more, maybe like some slower days at the proverbial office. Just like now is a really good time. And guys, this is hard. This is hard for some of us, but
okay, I'm listening.
It's a really good time to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and cared for.
Oh.
I know.
I mean, that's hard for a lot of people.
Yes.
Those are two not easy things to do.
Yes. And speaking of vulnerable and cared for, sometimes this is maybe like as simple as like taking some more alone time or taking like saying no to some things if you have like a weird virtual happy hour that you don't want to attend. Like, it's totally fine to not do that and to just be like, I'd like an evening to myself. And you know, everyone else can get the fuck out. So guys,
get the fuck out.
Maybe leave. Let's do that. Let's spend a little more time alone. If you're, you know, living with someone, you have to schedule that a little more intensely. But I encourage you to talk to that person about it, because it's really time to get some rest and some solitude, especially during the Pisces portion of the month.
Ooh, Pisces.
We'll reflect. We'll figure stuff out. But regardless, when we do interact with others, we should try to be open to like people being soft with us this month, because we've been like really invulnerable for a while and we're tired from that. And
yeah, let yourself be free.
Exactly. And we typically dislike asking for or accepting help, but this is like a really great time to try to get over that. Again, specifically before the 22nd. Then after the 22nd. It might be Marie Kondo time at home.
Oh, Marie. Hello.
March is, it's like spring cleaning time, sort of. I don't know. Like, most of the country's like still covered in snow. But we should maybe consider cleaning out some of our old clutter. Like, I know you have piles. I have piles. If you're an Aquarius, there's probably like a lot of weird piles. So let's get organized, throw out all of our expired vitamins, and order new ones that we will figure out how to remember to take. And that's my goal at the end of March. You do whatever yours is. And who's next?
Next, again, apologies for the light jab. I am here to speak of the Capricorns, who I lightly made a jab at. Listen,
they're,
I'm
sorry.
They're,
you know, steady eddies. It's all right.
Oh, yes, they are. Okay. In March, pay more attention, sweet caps, to matters related to your feelings. I know this is hard for you. Make sure that the relationships that connect you and your other half are better and warmer. I mean, that's good advice, okay? Get in there. However, don't count on everything being easy or without problems. You may need yourself, sweet caps, to kind of show up to these situations with greater enthusiasm and patience, because the effects, you may have to wait a little bit for them, okay? You're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to show up with the energy and also be aware that it's not going to immediately come to fruition, okay? That's just, that's a vibe. That's a vibe. If you are a freelancer, now's a good time to start looking around because you have a chance to meet someone perhaps very special on your way, especially in the second week of the month. We love to see that. So keep your eyes kind of swiveling in your head, okay? Swivel. In the second half of March, you could decide to maybe make some bold moves related to financial matters without worry. Oh, you're the only one I'm saying this to. I'm telling myself to think about whether or not I can really buy these Jordans, even though I want them. You know, there's some other people I gave some financial heed to, sweet cancers. But listen, Capricorns, you're the ones. Get risky with it, okay? But as you do, make sure that your plans and actions are covered only by investment-related issues, okay? So just jot it down. Don't borrow other large sums of money. Don't mix business with pleasures because that kind of behavior can lose a person close to your heart. Ooh, so similar to the Cancer thing, just like maybe don't go there with their friends. Mm-hmm. It's maybe not the time, right? But be bold, I'm telling you. Carefully approach projects in which participation guarantees the opportunity to get rich quickly. Ooh. Jamie Ryan's favorite topic. Get rich quick. Yep. Okay? Especially if these projects concern, you know, maybe there it's a scenario where there are a lot of uncertainties and doubts. You might be the person to get in there and take risks and be bold and say, yeah, this isn't a sure thing, but fuck it. Okay? At the end of the month, you will be disappointed with the person you treated, perhaps as a friend. Okay? Mm. If it happens that this person does not keep their word and they do something that you, you know, aren't okay with, wasn't your plan, don't be wildly upset. It's better to just like kind of go on with your agenda and not dwell on this, okay? So listen, someone also here, Capricorns, this is my sweet little ending piece of advice for you, but someone may give you valuable advice, okay? Listen to this person. Because it'll be very useful to you. And I know you sweet Capricorns, don't like to take other people's advice. But maybe just think about that for a second. Maybe just think about that. Okay. Oh, post-caps, I think it is, in fact, that time that we cater right on into superlatives. So without further ado, we'll try and rip the Band-Aid off first. Jamie, who's having the worst month?
All right, guys, you're wondering if you're having the worst or the best month. And if you are a Pisces, I have to tell you, it's not going to be great. I'm so sorry. So you guys,
shout out to our new theme where if it's your birthday, it sucks.
That's right. We did just talk about that before the call. Thank you. We'll see how much that keeps happening. Sorry, sucks. Seems like it happens a lot.
You have a birthday, we're like not going to be fun for you. No, sorry about it. That's the new theme of the show. 2021. You think it's your season? It's not your season.
So you guys have been doing deep emotional excavation in the past few months, and maybe it's like starting to feel like time to take a break. I would say like if you can take a break from like really being incredibly introspective, maybe to a point where you're losing touch with other people, it would be a great time to take a break from that. But for some reason, it's going to be hard for you to pull out of that. So I'm going to say know that you can't dig forever through the depths of your past. And this month could be about beauty, rest, and indulgence, if you'd let it.
Could be.
If you'd let it. But you'll likely keep self-isolating. Isolating yourself while you dig into the depths of your mind and personal history should really maybe just be a sometimes thing. And I get it, guys. Like, this is kind of your nature, is to be reflective. And then also, like, it's your season. And so, like, you're being encouraged by the planets to be increasingly reflective. And so maybe we need to just, like, have a little touch with reality now and then. Come back. Talk to a person. I don't know. You get lost in there. Anyway, this month's pleasures will mostly be found in the mundane. I'm so sorry. It feels like it's going to be just kind of like an emotionally heavy month. So I'm really sorry about like that looming cloud. And it sounds like a bad thing that your pleasures will be mostly found in the mundane. But like, let that be what it is. You know, just like you can like opening the mail. That can be a highlight of your day. Or I don't know.
Oh, I love the mail.
Speaking of, it's a low bar, I'm sorry. But speaking of mundane.
I don't know. Mail's great.
It could be a great time to get a jump on your taxes. You could actually find this activity maybe enjoyable and satisfying. And also, in regards to your finances, you may want to have a longer heads up this year on how much you owe, since this year's taxes are going to be weird for a lot of people, and you may have a little snafu with that. So sorry about that, too.
Yeah, honestly,
unemployment is like stressing me out thinking about like how that's all going to. Anyway, we'll all figure it out as we get there. But back to Pisces, at home with family slash housemates, significant others, pets, whoever you live with, yourself, your relationships and your downtime will experience a jolt. And I will say, not sure if this is great. Seems like a lot of fighting. Could maybe like give way to some like better things toward the end of the month, maybe like some happy compromises later. But get ready for like quite a bit of tension, increased energy, but in like a fighting kind of way in your home space. So sorry about that. Have a great time doing your taxes, though, and then figuring out that you owe a lot of weird money. So anyway, who's having the best month?
The best month ever. You know that it's you because you've been waiting. That's revenge karaoke, sweet Virgos. Hello. Welcome. All right. Listen, I'm here to tell you March is going to be a fucking great month for you to perhaps plan a few days of a holiday trip. I don't know. Maybe you need to brighten the month of the worst for, you know, that holiday.
March blows. You know what I'm saying? Also, like in 80% of the country, March is the fucking worst.
Go someplace. Like, get out of there. You know, Jamie went to a yurt. Okay, listen.
He got carbon monoxide poisoning, but had a great time.
That's a whole nother tale, really. Guys, be careful around smoke. Anyway, listen, Virgos, this isn't about Jamie's poisoning.
You've made all of the other ones about you. Sorry, it's my one interjection. Shh. Go on.
Oh, I can't believe. Yeah, no, make it about you. I'm ready. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished. I'm finished now. It was brief.
Okay. That's all. That's it, and that's all. All right, listen. Virgos, back to you. You have the best chance of a good rest between the 3rd and the 12th of the month, so don't miss the opportunity. You may not have another one again. I just want to pencil that in. But listen, you may have a little need to charge your battery in there, so do it. But listen, a common journey kind of unfolding, maybe with this travel, maybe with a work endeavor, it's going to bring a person close to you. The two of you will be able to just like be more brisk and straightforward with each other. And you're going to be able to get closer to yourself and strengthen this bond. Okay. From that point on, you'll see a common future just in live, living color, okay? This period will be beneficial not only for people in relationships, but also for the single Virgos. You stand a good chance of meeting your other half in the immediate environment, okay? March will be for you the month when you start many things. Many things will begin, okay? You like to rule and run to rule in you. This desire to rule, it's so strong. But the folks around you are looking to you for the same kind of thing, this attitude. Your desire to rule will be, you know, crowned by the universe this time, okay? And listen, therefore, it might be a useful time to master the complex art of compromise, the skill. You're going to use it every day. You might use it at a party. We don't know what you're doing, okay? But you will be able to take part in an important project before you do, okay? So don't refuse to participate. Get in there, then the compromise may come at play. You're going to be surprised by how profitable it's going to be financially. Oh my. So much money, okay? Particular emphasis should be placed on new matters happening around the 18th of the month. So circle it in red. Your mind will be rich with new ideas that will amaze you with originality and creativity. So try to find people who are similar in their interests and also maybe want to challenge you a bit. And listen, just to look forward to it. I can't wait to see what unfolds in April for you. At the end of the month, you're just going to experience a lot of new feelings and ideas. So get ready, Virgos. You
could be
are
gay.
Having the best month Sorry, ever.
Sorry, are having the best month ever.
Oh, yeah.
New feelings, I mean, and experiences. Both.
New feelings and experiences. You could be gay. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Shout out to the gay Virgos. We love you. Yeah, I'm here for that. As always, you can find us on the internet via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And thank you for hanging out during this derailed and sidebarred filled horoscope. We'll see you next month with what the fuck's happening in April.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.